at your own pace. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the staff to reach out to you. Also, Conservative Theological University is offering free your first introductory online Bible course. You only pay for your textbooks. CTU provides the rest. Go to conservative.edu for more info. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Let me remind you, we're talking about a very pertinent subject, an issue that I believe every Christian, every conservative, every patriot ought to be concerned about, interested in, so that we'll know what is taking place. Will we go to war with Iran? Will Iran strike us first? Will we strike them first? Just the past couple of days, one of our warships with the weapons on board and one of our jets flying over neutralized a giant drone that was flying over the warship close range, and we took them out. That was a drone sent out by Iran to do the surveillance as to what American ships are doing. We've got what's called an Armada, that is a whole fleet of warships out in the sea around and near Iran, especially right there at the Strait of Hormuz, where most oil ships and oil shipping come in and out of the Iranian bays and that area of the world. Iran's talking about shutting that down, blocking off all delivery. By the way, if Iran does that, that will probably be, my opinion, the trigger that they will try to use to get America's attention. If they were to shut down the Strait of Hormuz, ladies and gentlemen, that would stop shipping. And overnight, we'd watch oil go to about $150, $160 a barrel. And if that takes place, we see major catastrophic energy problems in America almost overnight. I believe that's their stratagem. I believe that's the approach they will take first. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, Iran's leaders threaten regional war if U.S. strikes. President Trump responds. Let me just read you. It's an elongated article. I'll read about 3 paragraphs. Escalating tensions between the United States and Iran have led President Donald Trump to issue a new military threat and demand nuclear concessions, while Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, warned a U.S. attack could spark a regional war as diplomatic talks involving regional powers continue. By the way, they're supposed to be meeting today or tomorrow in a strategical part of Turkey. By the way, Turkey, it's amazing they're meeting there to talk peace with Iran, and Turkey is one of the major promulgators of the Islamic jihadist design takeover. Turkey is one of the nations that will follow Russia and Ezekiel 38 and 39 to come against the Israeli people and thus against America. Iran's supreme leader warned a regional conflict unfolds if the United States attacks his country as frantic diplomatic talks in the region sought to lower the temperature between Tehran and Washington. President Trump has been ratcheting up his threats against the Middle East and the Eastern nation over the past several weeks, floating military action in response to Iran's violent crackdown on protesters in January. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that there are different estimates? Somewhere between 30,000 and 50,000 citizens in Iran have been slaughtered in the streets of Iran, simply because the citizens are in an uprising of wanting to overthrow the dictatorial power of the Poobah, Grand Poobahs that's in charge, as I call it, the Khomeinis that's in charge. They want to change the regiment. They want to change the regime and bring it to a democratic regime, if you will. That's what they're looking for. But this article reads, President Trump's been ratcheting up his threats against the Middle Eastern nation over the past several weeks, floating military action in response to Iran's violent crackdown on protesters in January. He stopped short of intervening, but has since demanded Iran make nuclear concessions and deployed an increased U.S. military presence near the Strait of Hormuz and the Persian Gulf. Quote, "We're not the initiators. We do not want to attack any country, but the Iran's nation will strike a strong blow against anyone who attacks and harasses them." That's the statement from the Ayatollah in Iran. Further, the article reads, the Iranian supreme leader was quoted as saying, if the United States starts a war, quote, this time it will be a regional war, end quote. What do they mean? That means it's going to easily, the war, the battle will easily spread throughout the Middle East. That means very quickly it would bring Russian forces into the region to protect Russian interests. Listen, Russia has interest all over the Middle East. Russia is not an entity or a nation that is far dispatched and far separate from the Middle East. Russia is not one that's silent about what they're wanting and where they're going. They are angry, aggressive, and are waiting an opportunity to carry out, not knowing. They don't realize. Putin does not realize he is being used as a puppet, because God says it's going to be God's war in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What say you? Who is Iran? What is Iran? What is their goal? What should we do? Should America sit back and let them continue to slaughter their people? Do we have, as Americans, as an American nation, do we have a strategic interest in the safety and security out of Iran? Is it something that we are, should be separate from, not interested in, and just let the chips fall where they may, or should we be dramatically involved? I believe Derby's on the line. Derby, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, my comments concerning everything you have said about Russia earlier in the show, let's say that is true, but I think that Russia is not our greatest enemy, should not be our greatest concern. Our greatest enemies are China and Islam. China controls our manufacturing. China owns American land, farmland, and food production like bacon. China has birth tourism so that Russia doesn't have. Islam is trying, it has changed our culture, our demographics. We have now 4.5 million Muslims in this country. We don't have 4.5 million Russians. We don't have any Russians in the U.S. Congress. Well, we have Muslims in the U.S. country, Congress. And then Ukraine is not just an innocent victim of Russia. They are equally corrupt. They are friends of the Democrat Party, who is the enemy within. The Democrats are a worse threat to the USA than China and Islam put together. They are inside and they are in power, or they were in power for 4 years, destroying our country, destroying our religion, our culture, and our demographics. So what you say about Russia might be true, but worse is China and Islam. Russia is nothing compared to the threat of China and Islam against the U.S.
Derby, you're exactly right. Strategically, let's set the priority on a scale 1 to 10. Right now, Russia is basically what we would call secluded in the background. Yes, they're carrying out a war against Ukraine. Yes, they're high profile in that realm. But behind the scenes, when you analyze and look at Syria, Russia has battleships in the Syrian ports. Russia has a major interest in the oil and in the work that is carried out in Iran. What we're seeing today is Russia is on the backstage, if you will. But when you look and bring it to the forefront, when you look at what happens in Revelation chapter 9, Daniel chapter 11, we find that China comes into the ultimate play in the final great, great battle and the wrap-up of this old world, according to the Scripture. So right now, from a material standpoint, from a, how would you say, an American cultural standpoint, yes, China, North Korea, et cetera, et cetera, are more important from the standpoint of the damage. And you're exactly right. Underpinning all of that is the Socialist Marxist Communist BLM Democratic Party that I believe is using Antifa and the thugs in the streets, et cetera, et cetera, the Islamic jihadists, using them in the streets as the cudgel to try to win the minds and the hearts of the U.S. citizens. And it's all designed to being carried out just as before the 2020 election we're witnessing now, just before the 2026 election. We're watching all of this escalating in the streets to get the hearts and the minds of the citizens in America to sway the votes. So you're exactly right. But when we look at eschatologically, prophetically in the Scripture, the Russia leads, doesn't follow, leads five nations in Ezekiel 38 and 39. All five of those nations are multitudes of them in the Middle East, and those five nations are either totally Islamic jihadist or are controlled by Islamic jihadists. So what we're witnessing is the big picture narrowing and funneling down to the end result of what was started and what was said in Genesis chapter 16. Because of Ishmael being birthed, it was not the son of promise, it was the son that was decided by human ingenuity that gave the world Ishmael, that is now the wild man, i.e. the Islamic jihadist, that has his hand upon all people. That's what we're witnessing. That's what we're watching. So I want us to look at not only the big picture, but the narrowed down source and what it is promulgated from is written, revealed word of God that's coming about. So I am thankful, Derby, that God is still on the throne. I'm thankful that we don't have to operate in the dark wondering what has happened. But we need to be, we need to understand, just as you're saying, understand our enemy of right now. And when we look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and following, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, wickedness, and high places. We're witnessing today a demonic battle being played out in the hearts and the minds of these that are the enemies of God, enemies of the church, enemies of any of those that are American citizens, and those that are moral, ethical values any place in the world. It demands our attention, demands our understanding. What say you?
Well, my main point is that right now, today, Russia doesn't have the military or economic power that China and Islam put together have. So if I have to fight one, I'd rather fight the Chinese and the Muslims, and then later I fight Russia.
Absolutely. Well, a major component of the Russian military today, as I speak, the major component of the Russian military made up of Islamic jihadists. So therein lies the real focus of what's happening in Russia. That's the reason at this moment there's a hatred and animus toward Israel. And I believe it is central biblicist theological truth that we need to understand. And yes, we need to be aware of these other things. And yes, we need to stand against it. Yes, in fact, I believe we need Ilhan Omar. We need to put her out of the U.S. Senate and send her back to Somalia and let her preach and teach what she wants to in Somalia. We need to cleanse the House of Representatives and the Senate in the United States of America. We've got the enemy, as you said, enemy within, and that enemy within will destroy us as a nation unless we do something and do it quickly. Derby, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe Santiago is on the line. Go over the question or comments, please.
Yes, Dr. John Black, God bless you and your family and everybody else. I believe we have to put stop to China, because right now, if in the news, they have this guy that they have like a lab, you know, producing biological weapons to destroy this country. And always the China tried to destroy the agriculture, you know, products here in the United States. I don't know what we can do to stop all these people that they try to poison our, and they had so many Chinese that they can destroy and any electric plants and everything. God bless you. That's my opinion, Dr. Brillante.
Santiago, you're exactly right. We need to be aware of China, the Chinese danger. We need to recognize Revelation chapter 9, where a 200 million man army marching out of the east, and that's talking about the Far East, and that is speaking about China. We need to look at Daniel chapter 11, beginning with about verse 38, 39 to 40, right page, left column in my Bible, where the rumblings out of the east, the Antichrist is moving along strongly in the last days, in the days of the tribulation, and then all of a sudden he gets word out of the Far East that China is coming into the battle. I believe we need to sit up and understand what the Word of God says, becomes the roadmap, the absolute truth map of where we're going and what is taking place today. Going back to this article, Iran's leader threatens regional war if the U.S. attacks. The supreme leader said the conflict's going to unfold the United States, et cetera, et cetera. President Trump is the one that's making the decision, and I believe he's making the right decision at this moment. Should we go to war with Iran? Absolutely. Should we clean their clock? Absolutely. Is it going to take place? Absolutely. Do I believe that it's going to be in the near future? I believe it'll take place during the course of this month, in my most humble opinion. I'm looking at this article where it says tensions have escalated between the two nations as Trump and Iranian leaders trade barbs, prompting diplomatic talk in the region involving Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and other regions of the Persian Gulf. And it goes on to talk about what is taking place and where it's headed. I believe that we need to recognize the danger of it. But ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Listen, the approach, the desire, the aim, the ambition to destroy the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, is not brand new. At your leisure, study the book of Esther, the little small book of Esther, Esther chapter 7 and following, where the king had signed a decree for all of the Jewish people in the entire kingdom be destroyed at a certain date, certain time. Esther, God used Esther for a time like this, she said, and Esther went before the king, let the king know that it was Haman that had cooked up the plan to destroy the Jewish people. She was a Jewish person, unknown to the king, unknown at the time, but it was Esther that went before the king, told the king Haman's plot and what would happen to the Jewish people. The king did not know he had been tricked into signing a law, an order, that would destroy the Jewish people. So because the law of the Medes and the Persians could not be modified, once it is written, he wrote a new law. And 128 on backs of donkeys, I assume, went to the 128 regions or the 128 areas in the kingdom at that time, telling the Jewish people in the 8th chapter, verses 9 through 13, I'll paraphrase for us, the king ordered the Jewish people, when they come to kill you, rise up and kill them first. That was a designed plan of Satan to destroy the Jewish people. That plan has not been modified. That plan has not been reversed. That plan has not been changed. That plan has not been abrogated. It's still the plan of Satan, and the emissaries of Satan, even today, is to destroy the Jewish people. That's the plan. That's the goal. That's what is taking place, ladies and gentlemen. So will America go to war with Iran? In my opinion, yes. Should America go to war with Iran? My opinion, yes. I believe we need to go in and clean the clock. I believe we need to go in and wipe the Ayatollah and all of those that are in charge like that, that's ungodly, unholy, demonically controlled, wipe them out. And if possible, let a new regime come into play with some type, if you please, democratic similitude of leadership that will give the people the freedom. The people of Iran are generally what you'd call good people. The people of Iran are wanting freedom. They're wanting to be out from under the thumb of the repressive Ayatollah and others like that. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe the USA is in the position of helping modify and make that change. Now, should we? You might disagree. That's fine. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What I'm seeing is the coming to event, the coming to fruition, Ezekiel 38 and 39. And listen very carefully. We as Christians will see the beginnings of what is called the war with Russia. I call it the Third World War. It is the war with Russia in Ezekiel 38 and 39. God says it's his plan. He's the one that's in control. He's protecting his people. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're witnessing that come to play, come to fruition. And as a result of that, we need to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, that you're in control, that you're in charge. But ladies and gentlemen, Russia is going to lead that five-nation coalition against the nation of Israel. Those five nations are Iran. That is yesterday's old Persia, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria. Those nations will come together as a coalition. But the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ will be raptured out any time now, any moment now. It's called the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure, the sudden disappearance of everyone that said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. And these things will unfurl very quickly, and there will be 7 years of tribulation. 7 years under the rule, the domination of the Antichrist, Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18. But ladies and gentlemen, I have read an article that gives five possibilities in relationship to the war with Iran. This article reads, what could happen if the U.S. strikes Iran? Here are seven scenarios. It's about five pages long. I've narrowed it down, boiled it down to just seven brief points that we'll cover and invite you to join in your discussion and thoughts. Number one, a surgical strike causing the transition of Iran to a democracy. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two, Iran's regime will survive but will slightly moderate its political policies. Number three, the regime will collapse and be replaced by a military rule. Now, I personally do not want to see any of these possibilities that I've just read. I want to see something with a dramatic change, a dramatic stoppage, or something one or the other that will escalate, I believe very frankly, a strike by Iran against America, which America would retaliate, or strike by America and Iran will retaliate. I believe either of those scenarios will not bring about a change of power in Iran. It might have a replaced person, won't replace the process and the protocol that they're presently using. I believe that what we will see is that causing the fire to be lit, the escalation rapidly taking place, leading into Ezekiel 38 and 39. I believe that so much because what we're seeing eschatologically and prophetically, we're in the end times, we're in the last of the last days, and according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, we're living in the perilous times. That's dark, dangerous, devastating, deadly times. And so as we witness what is happening in Minnesota, as we witness what is happening in Russia and Ukraine, as we witness what is taking place in the Middle East, as we witness what is taking place across America with the implosion of our constitutional republic, we're witnessing the eschatological hand of God taking place. This writer goes on to say, the third possibility, the regime collapses and it's replaced by military rule. Fourth, the possibility, Iran will retaliate against the U.S. and all of our neighbors. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's an exact scenario. I believe we'll see the retaliation of Iran coming against America and any American, entities around the globe. We'll witness Iran coming against Israel, trying to annihilate, to eviscerate them. In fact, as I speak, because of the high-profile nature of the potentiality of a battle between Iran and America, some of the major airlines have ceased the flights in and out of Israel on a global basis, or across the nation of America in particular, and into that region and back. Ladies and gentlemen, the fifth thing that this writer says is a potential, and it's a high probability in my opinion, Iran will retaliate by placing mines in the Gulf to impede any shipping lanes for American ships. I think they've already planned that. I think they've got that strategically planned, laid out, and ready. They tried to do the blockade for the Straits of Hormuz just a few years ago. I believe that's exactly what they'll do, is trying to retaliate economically against the United States of America. But ladies and gentlemen, whatever scenario, whichever scenario that plays out, let me say again, it is my most humble opinion that we've reached the crescendo, we've reached the position that this is the next thing on the calendar of God as I see it, based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I believe it is playing into the hand of what God is doing. It's not happenstance. It's not mythology. It's not some conspiracy theory. I believe it's God's hand at work, fulfilling and bringing about his written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word for eschatological prophetic time that we're in today. And the sixth thing that this writer says is Iran retaliates sinking U.S. ships. That's a high probability. And that will be the thing that escalates the war that you would never believe possible in what we call the modern era. But we're wrapping up this old world. This universe is wrapping up very quickly. The end of time is upon us. The eschatological truth of the Word of God is jumping off the pages each and every day if we just open our eyes and see the hand of God in what is taking place. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Got just a few moments left in the broadcast. We still have time to take a very quick call. The final thing that this writer says, the Iranian regime will collapse, being replaced by chaos and chaos and more chaos. That's also the potentiality, simply because it's playing into the last of the last days that we see that the Word of God tells us will take place. So, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're asking the question, what should we do? How should we respond? Number one, I believe if we're saved, we need to show that. We need to be salt and light. We need to be in church. We need to be honoring God. We need to be submitting to the Word of God and the will of God, and the walk in our lives should be in alignment with what God would have us to do. And secondly, I believe as we see this taking place, it should cause us to be more faithful and committed to the study of the Word and the carrying out the work that God's called us to do as Christians. I think it's time for Christians to be salt and light. I think it's time for Christians to stop being silent. I think it's time for Christians to stop being hidden under the bed and in the closet. Need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, be the salt and light that God's called us to be in the preservation of this old world. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the last of the last days, and lest we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen, it's going to be cut short with the time that we have left to carry out the mission of reaching the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you once again as we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.